Hello, doggies, and welcome to Chuck Chat Freestyle for August 5th, 2018. I am your host, Chuck Tomasi, and this show is part of the Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge. This is a challenge for podcasters to create a podcast a day for the month of August, and a challenge for listeners to try and keep up. You can find out more and subscribe to all of these shows all at once at dogdaysofpodcasting.com. Excuse me, dogdaysofpodcasting.com. There's no "the" on the front. You may notice a change in audio from previous few episodes. There's a discussion on the Facebook group, the DDOP Peeps, about microphones and recording. I am doing this on an Android, a Galaxy Note 8 to be precise, and I am using my Rode VideoMic ME with the full windscreen on it, although I don't need that. I'm inside right now. So I thought I'd give it a shot and see what the audio quality sounds like, because the built-in microphone on this phone was okay, but it really wasn't giving me the results I needed. And I am traveling for a weekend. I don't know where I'll be recording from, so I'm bringing that too. I'm also bringing a lav mic, and I'll try that over the next couple of days, and we can see what happens. So expect some changes here and there in the audio quality. All right, this year's theme, I'm covering a word or phrase each day from a childhood that means something to me and my brothers and sisters. I'll provide the context behind this phrase, and then you and I will get to know each other a little better, and I'll consider you a part of my family, because you can walk up to me and say one of these phrases, and it will make me smile, knowing that you know what I know. Today's magic phrase is gorgle. Now, what is a gorgle? It's not the stone figure that hangs off an ancient Gothic church. It's not that sound you make when you rinse the mouthwash in the back of your throat. It is the sound that I thought a cat made when it was in a fight. Now, I started this series with the topic fat cat, who is our alley cat, big cheeks, nasty, beat up, scraggly old bruiser. And his arch nemesis was another black alley cat in the neighborhood, not quite as beat up. And I was witness to my first cat fight, I think at the age of 4 or 5. This is an early memory for me. And I noticed that Fat Cat and this other black alley cat were going at it, and they were squaring off. And they had their ears pointed backwards. I didn't know cats did this kind of stuff. This was a new behavior, observing this cat fighting stance, and the tails were all puffed out, and the hair on the back was straight up to make them look bigger. And the other cat was making this strange noise. I'd never heard a cat do this before. It wasn't a hiss. It wasn't a meow. That's the only cat noise that I was used to at the point. It was going, if you've ever, there's a video on the internet from years ago where the cat is talking, and he's supposedly saying things like, "Oh, Don Johnson. Oh, Don Piano. Oh, the live long day." Okay, that's what we sort of anthropomorphize into what the cat was saying. Well, this is what this other cat sounded like too. It was making this really strange noise. And I didn't know how to describe this. I mean, my vocabulary at 5 years old and my experiences with cats wasn't the greatest. So I came running back to my brother. And I said, Vince, fat cat's in a fight. And the other cat looks like it's black, and his ears are on backwards, and he's going, "Gorgle, gorgle, gorgle." That's as close as I could get to a description. So from that point forth, I think we saw the cat maybe 4 or 5 more times. We referred to the other cat as Gorgle. I don't know if it was somebody's real cat. It didn't have a collar. I don't know if it was domesticated or not. Who knows? It was Gorgle, and Gorgle was Fat Cat's arch enemy. They just did not like being on each other's territory, even though the encounters were in our yard, so theoretically it was Fat Cat's territory. So now you know all about Gorgle, and I am going to keep it there for today, keep it short so I can get on with the rest of my Dog Days podcast. I hope you found that interesting and maybe even slightly entertaining. If not, like I said before, I'll try again tomorrow. And then again, until I figure it out and get it right. You can find out more about me at chucktomasi.com, which is in need of an update, and I asked for some help, and Nutty has responded back, and we're going to talk about what needs doing and what we can do about that and how we can do that. But for now, that's where you can find info on me, my podcast, my work, my books, links to social media, and all that other related stuff that you would expect to find on a personal website. Don't forget, the topic is Trek, Saturday, September 1st, 2018, 7 p.m., Hilton Gallery. It's 2 and 3. That's downstairs in the Hilton. Want to see you there. And Technorama Comedy Forecast is right after that at 8:30 p.m., same day, Saturday, September 1st, Hilton Gallery 6, right across the hall, as I said. Until then, have a wonderful day, enjoy the dog days, and I will talk to you again real soon.